In 2010, Representative Sarah Gelser wrote a guest column describing the history and horrors of Fairview Hospital and Training Center. Please note, her column linked in the blog post contains graphic descriptions of abuse and quotations from Fairview survivors and staff. Representative Gelser's column appears alongside photos of the site after it was closed if you want to view them on That Oregon Life. I temper my celebration over the closure of Fairview and other institutions for several reasons. One is that the federal government withdrew funding from Fairview once they investigated and witnessed the abuse and neglect themselves, but it stayed open more than 10 years after that. Why? Because no structure was in place for supporting people with developmental disabilities in the community. It hadn't occurred to us as a society to have cared enough and felt enough respect to make that structure. And much of the non-disabled world is fine with that, just as they are fine decorating their homes for Halloween with intricate, insane asylum decorations they find on Pinterest. Today's episode is a short portrait of Linda Geer, a very active and delightfully funny leader in disability rights and equity work in the Portland area. It's audio from the short documentary film After Fairview I made for the Free Our People Film Contest this year. This version contains the audio description by Myrie Morrison. You can find the caption film on Vimeo. And there's a link in the blog post to a transcript of the episode.